My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, it must be slow in Scammerville as Davin tries to find them a job. So listen and enjoy.
Dangerous things I've been doing since January were for that. Now it just does not matter. I'm going to just sign whatever my wife wants and let her take all the money. I'm going to just go away.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Ding, ding, ding. Call the management.
But here's the deal. They've been laying it on the line with him, okay? He just laid it on the line with them. What I'm curious is the next couple of paragraphs, because to tell you the truth, I think they want him to go to hell anyway. You know, and I do.
I don't think this guy's a fan, Joe.
I do. So, you know, with him going, fine, go to hell. We didn't want you around anyway. We tried to get rid of you until Dick El Dorado killed himself, and we had to get all compassionate for about a day, but that's over.
Not even.
It's like, look, Davin.
I missed compassion. Where was that in this show? Did I miss a show?
Yeah. Look, fake Davin, get to stepping. Yeah. We're sick of your shenanigans.
So she goes, you don't have to do that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yes, Joe, it's right here. You have to do what you think is right. And if you think that's the right thing to do, then I think you should go ahead. But why are you going
to go to hell, all right.
But why are you going to do this all of a sudden? How much time do you think you need?
Oh, how long before I get the money?
They're rehooked. This person tried to break up with me a few days ago.
I know.
They are rehooked. They are reengaged.
You were gone.
Yeah.
Gone. You were gone. And I even said, I go, you got one hell of a job because you got to get re-earn their trust. You know, and you know, like I said, you know, you said, well, you don't think I'll do it. I go, never said that. I go, you're going to have to work like hell to do it.
I think I have.
I think, yeah.
So I go, baby, I just needed to tell you what's been going on, but I can't do it in the methods we usually communicate. If when we see each other on Skype, I can and I will. Let's just say that you, my dear, were my motivation. I did not care what happened to me. I just wanted to spend one night holding you and maybe stealing a kiss. One night basking in your beautiful smile in person. One night feeling your breath as you spoke to me. One night. I've done a lot of things to make that happen, but now it will not. So really none of this matters. I do not care about what is pending in Ghana. I do not care what my personal future is.
All right, one night, reaching into my back pocket, taking my wallet.
Handing it over to you just before I pound you in the ass.
I'm hitting them with the emotion again, though.
Yeah, you are.
She goes, I understand. But the situation is seriously out of my hands right now.
Huh.
I go, I'm not blaming you. I just hope you know how much I love you. I hope you might know my intentions were pure. I hope you know I would have done anything for you. And in a lot of ways, I've done things I never thought I was capable of. Love is powerful that way.
I'm sorry.
What?
My fake love is so strong.
She goes, I get you. And I understand you perfectly. How is wish all the financial problems will go away so we can have the peace of mind to be together, but it seems only a miracle can salvage this situation.
If only my financial problems would just disappear, what do you suggest we do?
Well, fortunately, I have suggestions.
Of course you do.
I most certainly do.
Oh, God.
I go, a miracle, or Mavis, or a job typing, or a phone call to the landlord, or just a little more time. These are like all options I gave her last
time. Yeah.
She goes, can you still get me that typing job? That is the only realistic option.
What?
That was unexpected. Joe was blown away by this. Joe did not see that coming at all.
Can you still get me that typing job?
That's funny. That's funny because, you know, we've been laughing that you want money and the Dumbo over here was coming up with a job there. And they're like, you must be furious. And I'm like, he could go to hell. I wonder if that job, what did that job pay, though?
Yeah.
When he types next time, find out if that job is still open.
Yeah, it's like,
but originally, they didn't want that job.
No, they want it. It must be slower in Scammerville.
We could only hope.
It's like when you're tied on cash and some guy has some shit job. Nah, man, I don't want to do that. And then you're sitting going over your bills. Couple months later. I'll pick me up on Sunday with the truck, man. I'll pull up a couple of sections.
I'm ready to fluff. Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Joe, I'm ready to fluff.
Yeah.
my texting bills have gotten outrageous. I need to pay for a bigger data plan, so fluffing's what I have to do. I will. Somebody needs a watch, and I got to earn some money, so it only seems fair I would get my wrist into it.
That's like me with the fence business. You know, it's like if I times get to, All right, man. I could do about. All right, pick me up with the truck. We'll throw about 10 sections, 15 sections. I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. We have a lot of vet bills. The butt's healed. I'll go.
Last resort. All right.
So I go. I can see if it's still available. I can't get you the job, but I can look and possibly set up an interview for you. She goes, okay, let's do it.
Wow. This is a new tactic.
Devin's putting people to work.
Yeah.
That's what I do best.
Not just us.
Should run for the office.
I should.
Yeah.
Why, you just vote against me.
Yeah, he's got his own WP egg going.
Can you
building walls.
Come on and tell when you see the debate, you just see us behind our podium. See, that was stupid. And then you go, then you see my podium, then moron.
Joe will be running on the moron platform.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a barrel on the stage. I'll be in there.
Yeah, you'll be the moderator in the barrel.
Where she belongs. So I go on, okay, sweetie, just give me a second. I will try and find the information. She goes, okay. I go, I found this. Sales job, working from home, work flexible hours, part-time. Life Bushido is a virtual business providing virtual assistance to realtors and entrepreneurs. Call realtors during business hours to sell virtual assistant service and set up appointments. Dial from home. Warm calling. Please go to lifebushido.com to apply and for any additional information, location, work from home, compensation, gives the website. This is a part-time job. Okay to highlight this job opening for persons with disabilities. Principals only. Recruiters, please do not contact this job poster. Please no phone calls about this job. Please do not contact job poster about other services, products, or commercial interests. Jobs, Life Bushido. Life Bushido is building a global network of people working part-time from home with flexible hours using their unique talents.
See, now that for a scammer, that's a great job.
I know.
Think about it, okay? Right between emails and stuff like that, you make some phone calls.
Yeah.
That's a great gig. No wonder they're interested.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent it to her. I'm helping. I'm a helper.
You actually are. Yes. I'll be damned. No, I would. I'd give you a, you know, I thank you. You know what? If I was a scammer, and I'd call.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.